Chapter 1 of Murder at Bridge. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Gesine. Murder at Bridge by Anne Austin. Chapter 1. Bonnie Dundee stretched out a long and rather fine pair of legs, regarding the pattern of his dark blue socks with distinct satisfaction. Then he rested his black head against the rich upholstery of an armchair not at all intended for his use. His cheerful blue eyes turned at last, but not too long a last, to the small upright figure seated at a typewriter desk in the corner of the office. "Good morning, Penny," he called out lazily, and good-humouredly waited for the storm to break. "Miss Crane, to you?" The flying fingers did not stop an instant, but Dundee noticed with glee that the slim back stiffened even more rigidly, and that there was a decided toss of the brown bobbed head. "But Penny is so much more like you," Dundee protested, unruffled. "And why should I be forced always to think of you as a long-legged bird, when even our mutual boss, District Attorney William S. Sanderson, has the privilege of calling you what you are, a bright and shining new Penny?" "I've known Bill Sanderson since I was born," the unseen lips informed him truculently, even as the unseen fingers continued their fiercely staccato typing. "Ah, that explains a lot," Dundee conceded handsomely. "I just wondered, amidst all his bonhomie of Bill and Penny, why I only call Mr. Sanderson Bill when I forget," the small creature defended herself sharply. "Goodness knows I tried to be an efficient private secretary, and I could be a lot more efficient if lazy strangers didn't plump themselves down in our best visitor's chair and try to flirt with me. I don't flirt. Do you hear? I don't flirt with anybody." "Flirt with you, you funny little Penny?" Dundee's voice was a little sad, the voice of a man who finds himself grievously misunderstood. "I only want you to like me, if you can, and be a little nice to me, for after all I've—" "Oh, I know." Penny Crane jerked the finished letter from her typewriter and spun about on her narrow-backed swivel chair to face him. "I know you are Mr. James F. Dundee, Special Investigator, attached to the office of the District Attorney, and that you have a right to drive me crazy if you—"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?